Kum lenen a blat gemara zayin tishrei tovshin ein ches. Can you believe it? Okay, Mishnah, the fine gilam ralph. Says the Mishnah, the elu, the following people, hen shematzilin oisem benafshim. We looked about a roidif yesterday, ein gimel. The following people, you save them with their lives. It says, machleik is a shame, exactly who are we trying, you know, we're talking about the roidif now, so who are we trying to help here, the victim or the offender? If you look at Rashi, Ibn Afshon says, Rashi, top of the page, Nitnu lahoreg, you kill the raidif, the one of the pursuer. L'chol adam, any person, not just the victim, but any person intervenes. Kedei lahatzilon min aveda. Rashi doesn't say we're trying to save the victim from being killed. We're saving the perpetrator from doing an aveda. U'mikroi nafki, and we learn from Sukkim. So who are they? If somebody chases up somebody else to kill him, so you should intervene and kill that guy. But achar azochev is chasing after a male to have a same-sex marriage, you have to kill him. But achar hanayda hamoirasa, or chasing after a girl who's engaged between 12 and 12 and a half, and you have to kill him as well. Aval aroidif achar behemim. But if somebody wants to do bestiality with an animal, you don't kill that person. Or a mechalal Shabbat. If somebody wants to mechalal Shabbat, you don't kill that person. A little bit hard to understand, as Teza says, why would you think otherwise? Because the whole idea is to save that guy from being mechalal Shabbos, and how are you doing that? By myself being mechalal Shabbos. Why would one mechalal Shabbos, why would you think that I should be mechalal Shabbos to stop him from being mechalal Shabbos? What I gained, I was mechalal Shabbos. What was I gained? Why would you think that should happen, that you have to tell me, don't do that?
The difference between those where you do and those where you don't kill him is the ones which you do is all ben odom l'chaveri, and the ones where you don't is ben odom l'mokir.
Oh, is he more there's a victim is so along those lines? Yeah,
being involved, you're hurting someone else.
But even the guy who worships Avodah, a matzin leisa benafshon, you don't stop them. That's the Gemara. Talk about what we learned. First of all, minayin, how do you know this whole concept? L'reidiv acha chaveira l'hargehaino, if Reuven is chasing up, pursuing Shimon, to kill him, shenitin lahatzile benafshai, that you stop Reuven and you can even kill him. Talmud Leimer, it says, one second. Just bring a chair, bring another chair. Oh. Moshe, there's room right here up front. Tamalayman. Baruch Hashem. Deja vu. It's not a fault. It's a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
We like it when it's busy over here.
That's right. We used to have three tables, if you remember, when the Gemara Brachas. And then two tables by Shabbos.
And then by end of the back of the 3 months of tears.
Tamalayman lay samad al damrechem. It says that what? That you shouldn't stand and watch the blood of your friend being spilled. Says the Gemara. So that's how you know that you have to do something about it. Is that what the pasuk comes to teach you? We need like a time. We learn. How do you know if your friend is drowning in the ocean, in the river? If you see an animal schlepping a listin boy in a love of robbers coming and chasing, how do you know that you have a chiyuv to save him? You shouldn't stand by and watch the dam of your reyecha. Says you're right. That possible something totally different. This is a little latzil benafshim. So how do you know? They're talking about you shouldn't watch somebody drown. But how are you not supposed to kill somebody in order to save somebody else? How are you not supposed to do that? That we know, Pasha Svara, Asya Bekavuchemer, we're learning Bekavuchemer. From Naida Hamurosa. Ma Naida Hamurosa. In the case of Naida Hamurosa, Shaloi Boel Lepoigma. We're not talking about the severity of the sin regarding the punishment, because Naida Hamurosa actually is worse than killing, because Naida Hamurosa gets skila, and for killing you get saif. But we're learning from the Pagam, that Madach Naida Hamurosa. Shaloi, which is weak. Why? Shaloi boil the paigma. You're paying him this girl. She's no longer a psula. Amra Teir says, "Nitin latzil ben nafsha." You can kill that guy. Reidev achaveira lahargoi. Here, the pagam and the victim is fatal. Allah is kama. Surely you should intervene and stop it. Says the Gemara, "Okay, valak kalochaima, but v'chiyonchim min adin. Can you give a punishment from a kalochaima? You can't. Why can't you? Because as some of the Farshim explained." As the Mashal explains, maybe the punishment suits a smaller crime, but a punishment is a kapara. The a worse crime, this punishment is not an apt kapara for it. So you said you can do that. You can't make kavachim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Navas, the way Rabbi learned, it's a hekeshu. It's actually a hekesh. What do you mean, hekesh? We're comparing, we're equating, not a kavachim, but we're equating a murderer to the case of Naira Marasa. And it's an interesting Rashi. Hekeshu is a very important Rashi, because Rashi in other places says differently, but just so you say. Rashi says hekeshu, about 10 lines and narrow lines. Hekeshu Rashi, shuhukash roitzeach lenayit hamarasa. We're equating a murderer to the case of Nayit hamarasa, a girl who was raped. V'chol hekesh, v'gzeida shava, hamufna, any proper hekesh, or any proper gzeida shava, which you have the extra words on both sides, hareyu kimefudish v'mikra, is as if it's explicitly written in the Torah. The oinchin mi menu, and you can punish people based on a hekesh geshava. Why? We don't make it up. We cannot make up a gzeira shava. And now Rashi says, nor can you make up a hekesh. Is pure logic that we make up on our own. I never heard from anybody else. That ain't oinchin mi menu. Because as other mefarshim say from this Rashi, because yesh pircha. Maybe somebody can slug it up. When it comes to Gzeira Shava and Hekesh, it comes to Moshe Messina, you can't slug it up. But when it comes to Kavu Chaim, it's only your logic. Somebody doesn't come along smarter than you and work out a reason why you're wrong. The problem with this Rashi is that Rashi says a Hekesh is something that comes from Moshe Messina. In other places, Rashi says, in Sukkah we had it, and even before in the Gemara here, Rashi holds that a Hekesh is something we also make up. Only Gzeira Shava we were given from Moshe Messina. That's it. Not Hekesh. Anyway.
What do you do with a Gzeira Shava which someone else doesn't hold of?
What about it? So he doesn't hold it. But
so you can be chaylik on it. So how can you punish someone based on that?
We pass in halacha, whoever the halacha is, and that's the thing. We explain that the way Moshe Messina means we were given a number of Gzeira Shavas.
And there's a Masoida to each one.
No, because I will hakim from machlekes. The Masoida was, let's say, there's 155 Gzeira Shavas in the Torah. That's what the Masoida is. And then, within that, you can have machlekes.
But you can't make up a gzeira shava. You have to have heard it from your rabbi.
Then how can it be then? How can it be a machlekes?
I've never understood that. I don't know.
So gzeira shava is also not so much making up, but you know that it's 55, maybe even knowing roughly which in yonim, but lapdafka which words. So you were right. The hekesh we compare. Where's the pasuk compared to tzeach to a rapist? Ki kashi yakum says the pasuk. Ki kashi yakum isharei. Just like a person goes out and his friend, v'rotzchei, and murders him, nefesh. And the same thing is what this guy is doing here in the countryside when he's raping this woman. And when an idol is hasadavar, if she's innocent, then you kill the guy. So what is the Torah comparing an idol of Manasseh to a murder? As if we're learning something out of murder to an idol of Manasseh. V'chimala madnu meretzeach mata. What are we learning from a retzeach to an idol of Manasseh? Hareze balalamet. So we're supposed to learn something from retzeach to an idol of Manasseh. V'nim tzalamav. In fact, we're actually learning from Nayar Marasa to Ratzeach, even though the way the Torah writes it, which we're learning something from Ratzeach to Nayar Marasa, which actually we do later on, and that is the three Avedis is supposed to kill Yahari while Yaver. So she also should rather die than be involved. But what we're actually doing is we're learning Ratzeach from Nayar Marasa. And what is, and that is what we just learned in our Mishnah. Makish Ratzeach Nayar Marasa, Ma Nayar Marasa, Nitin Latzil Benafsha, we kill the guy, the perpetrator, to save her. Af Ratzeach, Nitin Latzil Benafsha. And this is Tesis has a problem with Rashi. How can Rashi say that the reason why we're trying to kill the guy is to save that guy from himself, when it says over here in the pasuk clearly lahatzila, to save her? There's a man and there's a woman. According to Rashi, should have said lahatzila, we're saving the man from doing an avera. But the way Rashi learns in the Mishnah. But yet in the pasuk it says lahatzila to save her. In other words, physically we're saying that we're out to save the victim. We don't care about the guy who does avera or not. If he wantonly decides to avera, let him do it. Anyway, afret and remitation of tzorachin. And a night of Marasa itself, how do you know Taki Ladis to Tarve Bishmol? Tarve Bishmol says a pasuk, there's no one there to help her, so she's innocent. Mashma, ha yesh Mashiach. If there's a third party there who can help her and get rid of the rapist, behold, Dover Shiachala Hishia, do anything it takes to stop that perpetrator from committing his crime. Gufa, let's get back to what you started off saying. Samuel Damriecha, Menayin Leroyd Chavedo Shetavay Benahayin, if somebody's drowning in a river, Oy Chaye Gererosa, if a Chayesh dragging, or at least in Boyin, a lover robbers attacked, Shu Chayev Latzilo, that you have a Chiv. You have a Chiv to save somebody. Tamalim Le Samuel Damriecha, don't stand there idly by and watch somebody else drown. Yeah, it says, yeah, that where you learn that you're supposed to save somebody. We learn that from the whole concept of if somebody loses an object, you have a mitzvah to return it. Madoch, you have a mitzvah to return your monetary object. Surely you have a mitzvah to return your life. So what do I need a pasigli samal damriach? Says the Gemara, how do you know that you're supposed to save somebody? You can help somebody save his life. You have a mitzvah. Tamaloyim v'asheves aloi. Says in the pasig that if you don't know where it is, bring the item into your house, take care of it until your brother comes v'asheves aloi. You return it to him. So we also dash v'asheves aloi. Return himself to him. That would save his life. Says the Gemara. It's an extra pasig. I would have thought that if I can save him personally by helping him, fine. But if I cannot save you personally, but I can hire somebody to save you, I should spend money to save you. Don't just stand there idle. Do whatever it takes to help the guy out. What do you need it for? We learned if Reuven is chasing after somebody, a pursuer is chasing someone to kill him, or a pursuer is chasing a male to have to rape him, or any of the arayas that the chayiv misses bezin for. So in all of these cases, there's a victim who will be shamed if this event happens. Va'acha chayav krisis, also incest, which is chayav krisis, matzil loitzim benafshoi. You stop the guy, even if it costs him his life. What about an amana kohen gadol? If a kohen gadol is chasing after amana to marry him, or a grusha v'chalutzel kohen hayyid, these are all lavin, but there's no capital punishment involved, then ain matzil loitzim benafshoi. In these cases, even though he's the kohen gadol, the pursuer, and there is a blemish over here, nevertheless, why? Because she turns into a halala. Nevertheless, we don't kill the kohen gadol. By lav, we don't do that. What about nevda ba'aveda? Whatever, this woman already committed a sin earlier in her life, and now she's being attacked. Ein matzil oisa benafshay. We're not going to save her by killing that guy. Why? Because she already has a blemish anyway on herself. Yesh la mashia. Ein matzil oisa. So even let's say, if you can save her, not by killing the guy, but by wounding the guy or doing something else, then ain't matzil menafshay. You're not allowed to first thing try to kill the guy. First you try to wound the person. If you can't wound him, then you know, it's a last resort, you know, to kill the guy. And l'havdil goyishalos is the same thing. Self-defense, you still, you know, it has to be within reason, commensurate. Rav Yehuda says, if she says to the third party who wants to save her and kill the pursuer, and she says, don't do it, because maybe he'll kill me before you get to him and I'm scared. And she's saying it out of fear. Now she's not talking, you know, perhaps, you know, knowing what she's saying. She's just scared for her life. Nevertheless, says Rav Yehuda, you listen to her. We'll see later why. If you listen to him, you don't kill the guy. How do you know this? You don't do anything to the girl. It says in the pasuk, it says a lot of words that we can attach each word. It says in the pasuk, don't do anything to the girl. She's an innocent girl. All this is extra. The girl did not commit a sin that deserves to be killed. And then it says, you should, just like that guy's a murderer, you have to stop him, so to this perpetrator of the crime. All these extra words. So we dash like this. What is all these words? If you don't do anything, the girl didn't commit a sin. These are repetitive. It's actually written, look in the title, it's written the word nar, but we read it nara. Why is it written nar? Because we dash in the mikra and the Mercedes. Even though it's not that we've learned in the gimel, the machlekes, but we can dash in both, we dash in both. So we dash in nar as if it's a male. And therefore, if a guy's pursuing a male, you have to stop him. And a nida. What do you call it? Nar is a zoch. Nar, roz, and nar, melosa.
In the case of pursuing a male, yeah, would the one being pursued be considered the same as the nar?
Exactly.
Even though he's a male?
Yeah.
Okay. And even if he's willing?
No, we're talking about rape.
Pasodem means it's against his will. Even if he cried for help, no one would hear it.
Yeah. So same situation, rape.
the victim is talking.
Yeah. So
there's nothing to use to prevent an invader.
only these invaders were doing it. Rashi says, remember, before, to save the guy from committing a terrible, grievous crime. Why these particular crimes? Because these crimes, you're also affecting somebody else. So this, it definitely, Shabbos, we're not going to stop you. We're not going to kill you. Or Avodah Zarah, we're not going to kill you. But here, it's an Aveda, and it's like two things. We had it before as well, by Mumul Tayyav and Mumul Hachis. You're offending the Eibishter, and you're offending another person, versus only offending the Eibishter. What kind of chet are we talking about? Only if it involves a death like incest. Mavas elu chayovi Mrs. Bezen. The chayovi Mrs. Bezen. Which is even other ones. The mother and so on. Kol hani lamali. Why do we need all of these? Tzichi. Because Rachmanan, the Torah only told us that a male, if you, what would we think by a girl? We'd say, you know why? The pagam by a male is worse. Mishum de la vurchi. It's not common to have a man rape a man, so therefore the stigma is far worse for the victim than for a woman who is being raped. Maybe we think that in this case we don't kill the guy, even though it's a terrible thing, but maybe you don't kill him. Because Achmananaida by girl Mishum de Kapogim law, you halachically you affected her because you're no longer a virgin. And people want to marry a psula, and then so it'll affect her future marriage and zevaita. I will not look up ugly by now. Makes no difference legally. Say, Amaloy, maybe then we're not going to kill the guy. Even though personally, psychologically, he has a lot of trauma there. But maybe, because legally there's no difference in his status, maybe we're not going to kill anybody. Because, Achmana Hani, these two, Mishum Dahai, Lab Urchehu, Vahakapagle. Each one, there's a valid reason why we're going to kill the guy, either because this is totally the terrible shame, and this one over here is because you hurt her, affected her status. But all other arroyas, that is common. It doesn't mean that all arroyas is common. It means that all other arroyas, they have relations anyway. The chilek is only with who? But they have relations all the time. So therefore the shame isn't as great. So emaloy, maybe then we're not going to kill the guy. Because rachmana chet, any arroyas. Because rachmana chet, if you said chet, I would think that even a kohen gadol also will kill the kohen gadol. Because Rachmanim Mav is only a chet that involves death. Because Rachmanim Mav is havina chayav misa beznin chayvin loy. If I'd say only Mav is, I would have thought only those kind of punishments that incur a punishment by the bezin, like you know with your mother and so on. But chayav v'kilei, what an incest with your sister, which doesn't apply. Because Rachmanim chet is even a chet. Freddie Mother of a licht of chet, Rachman of chet mavis. If the Torah would only write that there's a chet and mavis, we know any arroyas that involves misa. Because nar yechayv skila and for nar yechayv skila, so we know already that these are included. You're right. Inochinami. You're right. That we didn't need. Nu ebazei. Ve'ela nar v'naida. What do we need both of them? To mind what? Chat lemute oyver v'cham. We would have thought that avodah zarah is the worst possible avodah. If you see somebody about to worship avodah zarah, you should kill him. So we have one of these nar to say only in these kind of cases, like incest, whatever, or arayis, but not that. And the chad lemuute behema the Shabbos. And the other one is to exclude behema, that if bestiality, which is not like we would have thought it's similar to our rois, but yet knock it out, because only a naira and not a behema. Yeah. And Shabbos, you don't learn from here. Shabbos is like a Avodah Zarah, we just brought it, as Rashi says, agav grona, others are not even going to say it. Says the Gemara, Ul Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Bor Rab Shimon ben Yochai argues, and he says, Oyved Avodas Kechavim Nitin Lahatzila Benafsha. He holds if you worship Avodah Zarah, he'd take a lot to kill him. No, so one of the exclusions here is not coming to Avodah Zarah. What do you need to? Not a Nida. Lomeli, what do you need both? Chad Lemuute Behema and the Chad Lemuute Shabbos. For him, he'd have two, one for Behema and one for Shabbos. One for Behema, because Behema is similar to Arayas, you would have thought maybe also you should stop the guy. And Shabbos, because Shabbos is equal to Avodah Zarah, and it's very, very strict. And so we were to come, yeah, but it's not Mamash Avodah Zarah, so therefore the Pasuk says, for that you don't kill. If you see a guy being Mechal Shabbos, don't kill him. Salke Dat, I would have thought, Teise Shabbos, Mechil Avodah Zarah, I would have thought that we should learn Shabbos from Mechil Avodah Zarah, which is what, which is so strict. So I come tell you that no. But Rav Shimon don't mechal Shabbos nidin latzim nafsha, and Rav Shimon holds. So Rav Shimon Yochai didn't go so far. He just was machmir over the zora. His son goes even further. If you see a guy being mechal Shabbos, kill him. Man, how strict it is. So if you see a person being Mishachal Shabbos, nitin lahatzile benafshe, kill him. And over here, the pshat would be definitely to stop him from an aveira. Can't be to stop. There's no victim here.
It's consistent with his actions.
When well, he came well, out yeah, of the exactly.
Malazah was the one who killed him because the Oiskim B'chai Yishar.
Exactly. But Yerushim B'chai Yishar is pretty tough. Over the Avodah Zarah. That's true.
The problem. That's why we don't have the halacha like that.
Yeah, exactly. But Rabbi Shimon holds, you'll be Mechal Shabbos once, but you're going to, this guy will never be Mechal Shabbos again because you put him to death.
Sorry, you could say that eventually he'll try to persuade other people.
Sorry?
By starting to.
By
Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
You could also say maybe he'll do tshuva.
But by Shabbos, I mean, this is the end of this line, you know, that's it. Pretty tough. Pretty harsh. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Mechal Shabbos, Nitin, Latzim, Anafshe, Da'asi, Shabbos, Bechil, Chil Avodah Zarah. Here, it's like the same level as Chil Avodah Zarah. So according to him, we'll learn all the whole discussion about Shabbos with Igor Zarah or not later on. According to Mai, what are you going to say? So we answer, when you not a night, Chad Miyut Lemut to Behemah. Okay, one to exclude Behemah because you would think it's similar to Anroyus. And the Idach, the other one, Aidi the cost of Rachmana na cost of Naminaida. Once the Torah says somebody rapes a na, the Torah says that rapes a naida, even though you don't really need it for any particular halacha. Says what about
Why can he say Shabbos is different because you got a story in the Torah with the Makoshes Eitzim?
But that's a bezdin. He was talking about I am not a bezdin. It's a big chiddush. Yeah, but that's the one of the Shabbos is the 39 halachas. You get Asra and Eid and Asra and nothing. Says again, if she says, please, don't do anything, listen to her. But Mike, and then at the time, and Chacham say, no, you don't listen to her, you kill the guy. But Mike, what's going on here? What's the argument? What about, if she doesn't care, she's let's say like a Zoyna or something, if she doesn't care, then nobody's going to say, go kill the guy. Talking about that she cares about the person, and that's a machlek is she's makbid on her pagam, umanichtoi shelo yagena, but she's saying, please let him live, I don't want you to intervene. Is Rabbanan, so Rabbanan hold, ak pigma kabed achmana racham hold, that the whole we're concerned is about pagam. The main thing is we're worried about her name, her virtue. This girl is still worried about her virtue. She's just scared for her life, but we're worried about her virtue. So therefore, we're going to kill the guy and save her. Not going to listen to her because that's what the Torah is worried about: her name, her shame. But Rabbi Huda says no. You know what? Rabbi Huda says no. You know why the Torah says kill the rapist? Not because we're trying to save her from shame, because she is ready to die to stop him. But what could she do? She's helpless. But she prepared to be Moshe Mehdi Mar beginning service, that the Tznuas be Moshe Nefesh. Because she's ready to die, therefore we want to make sure that she doesn't die. But if she says, I don't care, then Rabbi Yitzchak is, hide the Kram Rachmana Kotle, the reason why the Torah says to kill, Mishum de Masra Nafsha Lektala, because there are from people over there prepared to die, and rather die than to have this, to let him get away with his thing. And so therefore, the Torah says, save her from herself, that she should not. Hall Masanashita, this girl by saying, let him be, what's she really saying? I'm not gonna die for this. I'll let him do what he wants. You know, I'm not interested, but I have no choice. The moment she says don't kill him, what she's really saying is, I'm not gonna be Moshe Nefesh here. So why kill him? No, according to Beauty, the only reason why we're killing him is because we want to save her life. How's a life
when
threatened?
She's prepared to be Muslim.
Exactly. We're assuming the average girl is prepared to die rather than to put up with this. So we're saving her life. That's why we're killing him. But according to the Chachamim, it's purely to save her shame. And she's still being ashamed. Just because she's being Meichel and let the guy, we're not doing it for her. We're doing it because of her shame. Therefore,
didn't
we do
it. We say earlier in the Gemara that a woman is worse for her shame than pain. She would rather endure pain than have.
But this is a different kind of pain. This is a. The whole thing here is shame.
No, but I'm saying to her, the shame is more important. She doesn't want to
have
the stigma.
But here we're going to kill that guy because, yeah, exactly. Yeah, good. Is anyone right? If you're telling me the whole focus is on shame, what about Amona Kohen Gadol? Isn't there shame there as well? If that's all we're worried about? Why do you say that Chayovi Lavin? We're not going to kill the guy, but there's still shame for this woman. She's being raped, but there's a Kohen Gadol. even though it's a kohen gadol, a chashav a guy, but in a way the shame might even be worse.
What kind of kohen gadol?
Sorry?
What kind of kohen gadol?
He's a very, very...
a mixed up guy.
Yeah. Amle a pigma rabba kopi drachmana, only if the shame is great. For example, any erva that deserves to be killed or karis is the cherpa and the shanda is terrible, because the child will be a mamzer, so the shame lasts forever if there's a child out of that, and she becomes a zoyna. But a kohen gadol nalmana, she doesn't become a zoyna; she only becomes a halala. So the shame is far less. A pigma zuta lekabi drachmana. So anyway, right? Chet elochayav krisa. We said is Mrs. Bezen. For the word mavis, and chet is chayav ekrisa. So these two kinds of arayas, you'll kill the guy. But if it's only a lav, like a kohen hedyet with a grusha, we're not going to kill the guy. But I mean, last question we learned, the elu nairis sheyesh lehen knas, the following nairis, if you're mefat to them, whatever, there's a knas, you give to the father. Habo ala chaysay. Now the Torah says over there that if you rape a girl, not a engaged girl, you have to pay money to the father, but also v'loisi elisha. You have to marry. What about in a case where you cannot marry her? For example, it's your sister, so you cannot marry. Even the Gemara there asks a question. Let the ase dech loisisa. So we say that you know it's only when the whole law is a strange law. He rapes a girl, and then you say he has to marry her. It's only if she wants. If she doesn't want, then of course he doesn't marry her.
What about if he wants and he hates her?
Too bad. He's stuck now. You don't like it, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. And he's never allowed to give a divorce. So, unless she wants. So therefore, she's in total control. And
if it's the Moshe Lachweis, a coin and a gear or something like that.
No, there's
she's forbidden to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yes. So Velaisi can do Velaisi Elisha, because, you know why? Because we tell her, the way Rashi learns there, we force her to say, I don't want, because we don't want. When do you say, Esadech Elisha, when you have no choice? Here you have a choice. Say, you don't want. So therefore, we're going to tell her to say you don't want. Or according to Ramban, it's a weaker assay, because there's an option to get out of it, the whole assay becomes weaker. Anyway, so where there's no, you're not, it's not possible to marry her, but the knas still exists. Just because you cannot do one part of the punishment, doesn't automatically excuse you from the other part of the punishment. You still have to give the knas. Right, because of other psukim. Is it going right? Now, Elu Naidish Yeshlin Knas, Habo Ala Choysa, even though he gets Chorus, we don't pass it. Now, the Chuyim and Akana holds where there's a Chiv of Chorus, you don't pay money. But we hold that a Chiv of Chorus is, we don't say Kamle Bidarabamane when the punishment of death is from Hashem. We only say Kamle Bidarabamane when the punishment is Mrs. Bezen. So therefore, you pay the money, even though he's Chayv Chorus for having a relationship with his sister. So the question is, if the din is that you're allowed to kill him by chorus, let's say, if you see the guy raping his sister, you're allowed to kill him. So there's a chiv misa down here. Come with the rabbinah, you shouldn't have to pay the knas. That's the most question. Come with the rabbinah, because chai misa from a stranger. Every stranger there is an ambassador of the bezin, is a representative of the bezin. So there is a chiv misa here. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Lachizde, Rabbanu Lachizde, that the knas and the misa, when do we say kamer v'drabanei, they both happen at the same time. Here, they're not happening at the same time. Why are they happening at the same time? Mishas hara de pogma iftale miktola m'moinu mishal magmar bia. When do you pay the money for raping only when you gmar bia? However, when do you chayiv misa, remember, for raping and the shame, as soon as he starts. The relationship, he's a chayv already misa, but the money in a chayv until gemar bia, so therefore it's not happening at the same time. It's not in tandem. There's no
come down. The fee and
that's right, misa. Exactly. The only time we say come down if it's the same time.
If you chayv misa, you're not going to worry too much about the fee.
Sorry.
And take the money away first, then it's
all. What's the knas for? The knas is that you took a naira and you took away her psulim from her, so you're not chayv until you took her psulim away from her, which is when you. You know, you penetrated far. Mashain Kane
began
when you started, and more than just attacking her, when you started already, just close, you're already, the shame is already there. This had actually taken an argument for me.
Those who are high means they're not going to worry too much about the fine.
Who cares about what we're going to take from his estate? We don't ask his opinion. Says, what about So again, Mishas Harod the Pagma, as soon as you start it, you shamed her, Iftalay Mikhtala, that's the moment you chay Misa. When do you pay the money, the knas? At Gemar Biyah, when you remove the psulim. Says the Gemara. So in other words, removing the psulim and starting is not the same time. Remember, we have a machlek is what haro is. Is hanich lemandam haro zuna shikah, even just on the surface and the outside, just getting close, is already considered haro. So it makes sense. It's two separate times. Haro starts as soon as zuna shikah, and you don't, and you're not liable the money until you remove the psulim, which is later down the track. Lemandam haro zu hachnosas hatorah. But the one who says the haro is when you actually. Haro is also the breaking the psulim and the haro is happening concurrently. So it's coming to Rabbanai. Ma'ikal memer. El al chizer. I'll tell you what's going on here.
I understand that the shame is gone the second he starts the bia. Right? So she's already there, so the shame is there. No matter what you do, you're not going to take it away.
That's right.
But there's still the tsar and there's still the preventive of Veda.
Yeah, but we're saying like this. The chiv of misa is only for the shame. Misa is only for the shame.
The misa is
preventing her the shame that she was raped. So therefore, as soon as
the shame is ready, then you can't detract.
That's it. So but that's what chay misa. A minute later, when he removed the psulim,
it's money.
It's knas.
Knas for sure. But
what else?
There was two other points that we were trying to get at. Number one is giving her pain. You prevented.
We didn't say anything about pain.
We said you prevented her from getting tsar.
No, he's raised that. We didn't say that. We said pagam, or that she was prepared to die for it.
What about doing nevera? Is nevera while you're actually doing is nevera?
This is we're not going to kill you for that. I don't know what you do. We're going to kill you because either you're putting her to shame, the pagam, the shame of her, or we're killing you because she's prepared to latzila benafsha. She's prepared to moisa nefesh, and therefore we're trying to save her, not having to die. These are the two opinions of Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't talk about tsar. Yim was saying before that there's a general discussion by a woman, shame is worse than pain. But not, that's not our Gemara here. We don't mention a word about pain. Says Gemara Vayte, where are we? Says Gemara Elor Chize, keep going. You know what we're talking about here? That Shabo Aleo Shaloi Kedarka, that the first time they had relation Shaloi Kedarka, so the shame already happened, but they didn't remove the psulim. It was unconventional way. The chazer bala kedarka, then the same guy or another guy makes a difference. Then, now it's kedarka. So the shame is gone. The shame is gone. So there's no chayiv misa. But what you are doing is you're removing her psulim. You're taking away her virginity. And that, you pay the knas. So not happening at all at the same time. And Rava answers, no. He's talking about b'manichta shelo yageno. She's begging, don't kill him. That's why there's no chayiv misa. She's begging. And according to Rabbi Yehuda says, if she begs, don't kill him, we don't kill him. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow.